I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and you're listening to The Takeaway. It's August, and some are grabbing their final vacay days. Other folks are already heading back to school. And out in the Bay Area, in Oakland, California, there's some local communities celebrating Blind Joe Capers Month. Okay, it is an unofficial designation, but one that remembers the musical legacy of a man who helped create the Oakland sound of the 1980s and 90s, hip-hop and R&B style.
Others try to hang, but they just can't cope. They must come to realize it's the Oakland stroke. I know you're gonna dig this.
A musical producer, businessman, husband, and father, Joe Capers was also blind, and his life and work are part of a long tradition of Black disabled artists whose work lives at the center of American music.
The blues is all full of blind and disabled musicians. You have Blind Lyman Jefferson, you have, Blind Joe Capers.
This is Leroy Moore Jr., a Black disabled writer, activist, and author of Black Disabled Art History 101. He works to preserve and amplify the contributions of artists like Blind Joe Capers.
The late Josh White, Senior Josh White, was a folk singer. But when he was 9 years old, he was a guide person for a lot of blues singers down south. So yeah, there's a whole lot of history of Black disabled singers, and not only blues. We go back to the medicine shows, we can go back to the freak shows, unfortunately. So I say that the music industry is the bones of Black disabled people.
Mr. Moore Jr. is also the founder of Crip Hop Nation.
Crip Hop Nation is an international network of hip hop artists and other musicians with disabilities. It started almost like about 15 years ago. And it's international, so we do advocacy, education. We also, of course, do music. We have chapters all around the world. Our really good chapters are in Africa. We're building a school in Tanzania. We've got a studio in Kenya, so we're doing some really good work.
As it celebrates the accomplishments of disabled artists, Crip Hop Nation also intervenes in the complicated conversations at the intersection of music and identity. When I sat down with Mr. Moore, he had plenty to say about the recent dust-up surrounding Beyoncé's latest album, Renaissance.
Got a lot of bands, got a lot of IP on me. I gotta fend myself off, I gotta fend myself off.
Now, if you haven't heard about it, the Queen took a little heat for the album's track, Heated, and her use of a word that's an offensive slang term often used as a cruel depiction of those who experience muscle spasms as a result of disability. Earlier this year, disability advocates also criticized Lizzo for using the word in her song, Girls. In response, both artists have changed the lyrics in their songs. So I asked Leroy Moore Jr. about the controversy.
A lot of us Black disabled activists have been trying to get our media to talk about really important issues like police brutality, wrongful incarceration, racism in the disability community. Crip Hop just won an Emmy last year. And we get a call from media now about Beyoncé's song. So that tells you a lot what the media thinks that's important. Yeah, the lyric, because I did the research, some research on Google, and that term goes back to the late 1970s. So, you really ask the question, where is this controversy going to change the music industry for disabled musicians? Is it just going to be a flash in the pan and we go home? And that's what I said in my poem. I did a poem called The Disabled Language Cop. And it's like, after all of this, lyric and stuff, what's going to change? Who's going to do the work? Who's going to help Crip Hop in UCLA and other people to do the on the ground work.
I love your point, right? No calls to talk about housing or incarceration, but let's all talk about Beyonce, because definitely the biggest issue facing the Black disabled community is a song lyric.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, Beyonce and Lizzo has a history of working with Black disabled women. Lizzo talks about body image. So it's like, why are we coming after two women that really has, done a little work around Black disabled issues?
So as much as it's irritating to get that call, let's talk about Beyonce. I know also, right, one of the reasons that activists respond to the call is because it's still an opening. It's an opportunity to put other issues on the agenda. So as we go out, I want to give you that opportunity. If you were creating an agenda for media around intersectional issues and disability, what would be maybe the top two or three or four things that you want to get the media phone call about?
The top two is that we have to hold our politicians to the fire. Our disability laws are not fully funded and not fully implemented. So because of that, we don't have no local laws. And number two, for myself, because I've been doing it since 1980s, is police brutality against people with disabilities that really hasn't had a Black disabled radical voice in the media.
So as Leroy walked me through this and set a new agenda, I still really wanted to know, for those of us who don't make music, but we love music, how do we balance our personal and political commitments with enjoying the artists we love? I certainly understand myself to be a feminist. I understand myself to be committed to issues of gender equity, but I do love some really raunchy hip hop. I was raised on hip hop. A lot of it is very patriarchal and like deeply troubling. So talk to me a little bit about being disabled and nonetheless finding a way to love hip hop in the context of also acknowledging, recognizing, experiencing the ableism that's in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my life. And that's hip hop. You have certain authors like Morgan with the Chicken Heads Come on the Roost. You have that book talking about women in hip hop. So it's the same thing around disability. Yes, I love my hip hop, and I have ability to push back and say, okay, yes, I like the lyrics, but I need to educate at the same time. So once again, that's what queer hop has been doing, and what we'll continue to do here at UCLA with their new hip hop initiative.
That's Leroy Moore Jr., co-founder of Crip Hop Nation.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.